Books.
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 Our book for book club today is How to Be Australian, An Outsider's Perspective of Life Down Under. Ashley Collegian Blunt is a Canadian, well, she's an Australian citizen now, previously a Canadian expat, and with us. Ashley, good morning. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me today.
Tell me, what made you want to come to Australia in the first place with you and your husband?
Yeah, well, you grow up in Canada hearing about this wonderful place that's warm and has these fabulous beaches and, you know, these interesting exotic animals. But the real reason that I really wanted to come was because it was minus 40 for 3 months in the winter that I decided to leave Winnipeg, Canada. And that was just, it was just too cold. And I just thought, you know what, I need to live somewhere better than this. And so we came to Australia.
That was the decider, because there are often comparisons made between the lifestyle, I suppose, or the attitudes of Australians and Canadians. But you didn't find that was the case necessarily. But let's just come back for a minute in terms of your expectations. What did you expect Australia to be like?
Oh, yeah, we expected it to be basically hot Canada. We thought it would be culturally the same. I mean, the language is the same. We've got the same queen on the money. We knew we'd have to, you know, trade the bison in our hamburgers for kangaroo. But other than that, we thought, oh, this is going to be easy. And as you said, it was not like that at all. There's a lot of differences that are very subtle, but they add up. So we knew traffic would be reversed, for example. We knew, driving on the left turns to the right. But even the way keys turn in locks is reversed. And that, just little things like that, they all start to add up and they really start to throw me.
So you thought of the country that has an attitude of no worries. Well, that didn't quite ring true for you, particularly for how you felt. How did you cope in those early days?
The first few years were tough because we had moved here on a one-year visa, and I had thought, my husband had always lived in the same place in Canada. I grew up in a military family, so we moved all over Canada growing up, and it took me 8 years to convince my husband to try living outside. And I thought this was just going to be, you know, a one-year getaway. We're going to have some fun on the beach, and then we would end up back in Canada. But he got a very good job here, and I was very surprised when he said he wanted to stay, and that threw me. So then I realized, oh, wow, I've actually got to adapt to this place and I've got to figure out how I can be part of this place. And it took a while. It was tough to make, you know, as an adult, you're trying to make friends and it's tricky. I found even just small talk. I couldn't figure out how to do small talk. I read in a cultural guidebook to Australia that you're not supposed to ask people what their professions are in small talk. It's rude. And I thought, oh, okay, I can do that. But then I found myself in an elevator in my apartment building with one of my neighbors, and my brain was like, oh, you gotta say something, you gotta be friendly. And the first thing that comes out of my mouth is like, oh, well, you know, where do you work? And she looked at me like I had asked her to get naked and just like rub all the elevator buttons with our butts together. she was not impressed.
This is the lawyer. The lawyer, wasn't it? You met in the elevator.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. So she told me she was a lawyer, but she said it with this like tone of just like disgust that she had to reveal this private information to me.
My guest on ABC Radio Perth and Western Australia, Ashley Collegian Blunt, talking about her book, How to Be Australian, An Outsider's Perspective on Life and Love Down Under. Now, you decided that in terms of you coming, well, really connecting with Australia, you thought you'd better go and have a look at different parts of the country. Now, you did come west and were educated, I believe, in Australian rules football with a match at the Waffle. Tell us what happened there.
I went to the Waffle. I loved it. I have two chapters in the book that take place in Perth because I had such a good time in Western Australia. And one of those chapters is about, I was told that I couldn't consider myself Australian if I hadn't been to an Aussie rules game. So I was escorted to the Waffle by my two Perth guides, and who weren't all that familiar with the rules of the Waffle themselves. but they were very enthusiastic. What they lacked in knowledge, they made up for in enthusiasm. And we had just an excellent time. The crowd was amazing. I met all these fans who were so excited that I was there. And it's just like, it's one of my favorite parts of the book.
Did it take you a while to work out what happens in Aussie rules? I did note a quote to the effect of, well, there's not really any rules in Australian rules. Have you got your head around the game yet?
I'll confess that I still haven't quite figured out what the rules are in Aussie rules. But I'm still, like my Perth friends, I'm very enthusiastic despite my lack of knowledge.
You make some observations about Australia Day. So you find that sort of national day quite different to what you'd experienced in Canada. What did you notice about Australia Day here?
Yeah, so Canada Day is a day that's a lot simpler in terms of the specific history of that day. It's just a national celebration. It just recognizes the signing of particular documents. So I had grown up with this very easy, on Canada Day, we all have a barbecue. We say Happy Canada Day. We celebrate the fact that it's not minus 40. And then we, you know, go on with our lives. I came to Australia expecting to be able to do the same thing on Australia Day because I'd really love to have a day, you know, I love Australia and I'd love to celebrate that. But obviously the political history around Australia Day makes it quite complicated. And especially the more, you know, as a newcomer, the more I looked into the history and learned about it, it seems especially complicated because it was only, you know, recognized as a national holiday as recently as the 1980s. So it's not something that goes back decades and decades and generations.
So you worked out that there was a bit of divisiveness, I suppose, around Australia Day. It wasn't quite the same as Canada Day, if you like.
Well, it's a day of mourning for some Australians, and I just think it's reasonable to respect that. And I think it would be great if we could have another day where everyone could celebrate together. Like, that would be such a great thing for our nation. So I went to an event, actually, that was not on Australia Day, but it was an Australia Day-themed, or an Australia-themed burlesque show. And it said it was, you know, it was billed as celebrating the full history of Australia. And at first I thought, oh, this is going to be great, like, you know, supposed to be this really funny event. And then after I'd bought the tickets, I thought, oh, like, how can you celebrate the full history of Australia through comedic stripping? Like, how do you recognize the indigenous history of Australia through comedic stripping? And I got really nervous about it. But actually, it was the best choice I ever made to attend this show because they opened up with this Aboriginal male pole dancer. He's a Kamilaroi man. And he gave this incredible, heartfelt performance to an Indigenous song, and he was combining aspects of contemporary Aboriginal dance that he was trained in with pole dancing, and it was the most just amazing performance. And I thought, you know, this is what this country can be. Like, this is the Australia that I want to be part of, because it's bringing together all these disparate parts culturally and pulling them into one amazing, remarkable thing. And I was so excited. And later on, I actually got to meet this guy. His name is Matty Shields, and I got to share his story in the book because he has an absolutely incredible story. His life is really fascinating, how he came to, you know, be a pole dancer and combine those traditions. So I was so glad that I ended up getting to meet him.
My guest on ABC Radio Perth and WA is Ashley Collegian-Blunt, speaking about her book, How to Be an Australian, An Outsider's Perspective of Life Down Under. So it's from Canada to Australia. Really. Ashley, to finish off, you and your husband are now Australian citizens. What does that mean to you both?
We're so honoured to be part of this place that we love. It also means we have a responsibility to making it a better place. And that's one of the things I talk about in the book, is, you know, how Australia has changed over the years. Like, for example, when I first moved here in 2011, obviously same-sex marriage wasn't legal. And it had been legal in Canada for years by that time. And so it was almost like we'd stepped back in time. And we were sort of rocked by that. Because, we had assumed, oh, Canada and Australia, they're pretty much the same culturally. And so that was one of those things that we're like, oh, no, wait, it is different here. But that's something that has changed since we moved here. And I think it's, you know, a change for the better. It celebrates our humanity. So I'm really glad to be part of the country. There's so many wonderful people. I write about in the book all the wonderful people we've met and all the amazing places we've gone. And we take our responsibility to help make Australia a better place very seriously.
Good luck with the book. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me today.
The book is called How to Be Australian. It's an outsider's perspective on life down under. Ashley Collegian-Blunt is the author.